injury report. Obviously, you know the news on No'Shawn Moreno. We did sign Jeremiah Johnson to take his place on the 53-man roster. We brought in Xavier Oman on the practice squad as a running back. Willis McGahee practiced limited today. Ryan Clady was full. Chris Clark was full. Wesley Woodyard was full. Cassius Vaughn was full. Brian Dawkins was limited. Julius Thomas was full.
John, given the nature of your running offense, is it tougher for a running back to pick up the nuances of what he needs to do?
Well, the good thing about Jeremiah is he's been with us, albeit on the practice squad. He knows our terminology, and he's helped make our run defense better. And he's shown a lot in as a service squad guy. And then he deserves the opportunity, and he's done well.
What's the loss of No'Shawn
Willis today?
Yeah, that's why we practice. It was limited, and we feel we'll be day to day. And when he gets cleared, he'll either be full for the game or not.
Coach, what's the loss of No'Shawn mean to your offense?
I thought No'Shawn was a good player for us. I wish him nothing but the best. I'm sure our medical people do a great job getting him back. He was really off to maybe one of his better days before the injury. And in fact, it was a pretty good run where he got injured on. Unfortunately, it's part of the game. But we wish him the best, and he'll get back healthy.
From your perspective, what's the challenge of coaching against a Rex Ryan defense?
I think his team's played in the championship game the last 2 years. He's had a lot of success. Their defenses have always been good, whether, it was in Baltimore or, in New York. So, you're going to get a well-coached, tough, hard-nosed team. And, coming off of a loss, they've been there before and usually responded very well.
You think you'll be able to run the ball as effectively this week as you have the last 2 weeks?
You never know. These things take on their own personalities each week. Each week the matchups are different. Some of the things that, that work in our advantage as far as some differences of what we do offensively, work against you because you don't know what you're going to see necessarily yet. There's a dog back there somewhere.
George,
as far as, how he's coming along, not only with the running game,
I think winning defines that position, and teams. I think Tim's, done a great job. I'm a real fan. Obviously it's more fun in this league when you play and win than the alternative. So, he's going to just get better with time, and he has, over his starts. So I just look for him to get better this week.
What have you told him about the Jets and their defensive alignments? They change all the time. His pre-snap reads are going to be so important.
Well, they'll do everything they can to mess with that, and that's kind of what you do. That's what we'll do offensively as well. Again, it's who executes on game night or game day, and usually whoever does that wins. So, we're in the preparation phase now. We know it's going to be a tough game against a team that's very experienced, been in big spots before, and so we'll have to bring our A game.
How much are you guys able to do?
Face adversity. As you said, quarterbacks have a lot of weight on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me for a young quarterback, that adversity could be more of a challenge because you don't have a lot of experience of success. How's Tebow responding when things haven't always gone well for him?
Well, I think, he's done it his whole life. From back in youth football through high school and college on a pretty big stage. And, it hasn't been exceptionally smooth for him here. And he's battled through that as well as, most guys even beyond his years. So I think he's done a fantastic job. He's growing and he's winning. And, I'm having a lot of fun with it.
How much were you guys able to get done today? Was it kind of a combination of what normally would be two days worth of practice, kind of what logistically?
Well, we blend the 2 days. Actually, there's usually 3 days of preparation, and we've blended those 3 days into two. Obviously, our tempo is not as extensive as it would be on a Sunday-to-Sunday preparation, but, we've done this before, and we'll see how it works out.
How will it change tomorrow versus a normal day before a game?
Well, not to get into too much of what we're doing, but like I said, it's a blend of a normal work week.
John, what's your history with Thursday Night Football? Do you enjoy success? Do you like it?
You know, I think it's great for the game. You know, I think the NFL Network's grown and done a good job, and they research it well. And it's a national stage, national spotlight, and I think guys get ramped up for that. So that part of it's a lot of fun.